Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, the battle of one-night team games going on today here in Fort Recovery between Fort Recovery and Marion Local. Let's give you a recap of the scores so far today in this tournament. In the junior high games, which were played this morning, for the 7th grade girls, it was Marion Local defeating Fort Recovery 31-9. For the 8th grade girls, Marion Local defeated Fort Recovery 32-12. For the 7th grade boys, it was Fort Recovery defeating Marion Local 27-12. And for the 8th grade boys, it was Marion Local winning over Fort Recovery 46-35. Pretty good 8th grade game there. Freshman teams play for the boys, and Marion Local won 44-24. JV action. Fort Recovery lost a close one, 54-52 to Marion Local. And in the girls' game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Marion Local 42-25. And then here in the varsity game just concluded, Fort Recovery lost to Marion Local 39-36. So out of 8 games played today, unfortunately for Fort Recovery, Marion Local has won 7 of the 8. The only victor so far was the 7th grade boys team. We'll give you a wrap-up of the junior varsity games between the boys and the girls today here between Marion Local and Fort Recovery right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kopp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kopp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kopppharmacy.com. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Okay, earlier today, the junior varsity teams for these two schools played. And for the girls, it was Marion Local winning 42-25. 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. Marion Local with the lead. They led at halftime 25-15. After three, they led 31-21. And again, the final was 42-25. Marion Local over Fort Recovery's JV girls. Fort Recovery was led by McKenna Hillscamp with 7. So she led both teams tonight, both the junior varsity and the varsity. She had 13 points in the varsity game. 6 points apiece for Maddie Shainline and Cameron Mullenkamp. 4 for Sophia Guggenbiller and 2 for Cadence Eber in that JV game. For Marion Local, they were led by Kylie Shainline with 13. 8 apiece for Hannah Rendler and Clara Holman. 5 for Addison Bruns. 4 points apiece for Maria Mesher and Gina Bruns. For the boys today, again, Fort Recovery trailed by double digits and came back and made it a close game, 54-52. Marion Local winning by 2. Fort Recovery trailed the first quarter 12-10. Trailed at halftime 27-21. Trailed after 3, 40-28, and the final 54-52. Marion Local the victor. Marion Local goes to 5-0 with the win at the JV level. Fort Recovery drops to still a very fine 5-2 on the year, only losing to Jay County and Marion Local. For the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity, they were led tonight by Grant Fortkamp with 11. Breaker Judy had 10, and Reese LeFevre had 10. Hayden Sebring had 8 points. Brody Bargy with 7, 2 points apiece for Benjamin Ingold and Tyler Wendell. For the Marion local Flyers, they were led by Nolan Eckstein with 13, 9 for Trent Homan, 8 apiece for Dylan Dirksen, and 8 for Braden Nesher. Again, we just finished the girls' varsity game, and it was Fort Recovery losing 39-36. Once again, the Lady Indians were led by McKenna Hillscamp with 13 points tonight. Kennedy Mollenkamp also had a nice night as well, picking up a total of 13 points as well. It was 4 points for Sage Leupold, 3 points for Callie Wendell, 1 for Sophia Guggenbiller, and 2 points for Cameron Mollenkamp. Again, Marion Local was led by Ava Unrask with a very nice 18-point performance. 10 points for Allison Dirksen, 5 for Maya Eckstein, 4 for Audrey Winter, and 2 for Nora Eckstein. So just a few moments away from the start of the varsity game tonight between Fort Recovery and Marion Local in boys basketball, so stay tuned for that.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Not too far away from the start of the boys game here, so let's give you the starting lineups for the two teams in boys action tonight. Fort Recovery will have these starters on the floor. Reese Guggenbiller will be out there. Reese Guggenbiller, a 6'1 senior. Also starting for the Indians, Alex Deuce, a 6'2 senior. Also starting for Fort Recovery tonight will be Troy Homan. He's a 6-foot senior. Also for the Indians, it's going to be Rex Leverett, the son of head coach Bobby Leverett, 6'4 senior. And the final starter for Fort Recovery tonight will be Gavin Faller, a 6'3 senior. So those are your starting five. Once again, Reese Guggenbiller, Alex Deuce, Troy Homan, Rex Leverett, and Gavin Faller. For the Marion Local Flyers, for their boys team tonight, it's going to be Daniel Everman, a 5'10 junior. Also starting for the Flyers will be, I've got to find out who that is. I don't have him on my roster here. Mitchell Ranley will start for the Flyers, a 6-foot senior. Also starting for Marion Local will be Austin Niekamp, a 6'8 junior. Wow, a big dude, 6'8. Also for Marion Local is Jack Kanapke starting. Really great kid. He's a 6'9 senior for Marion Local. There's one other starter that I don't have at the moment, and hopefully I'll be able to pick that up. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Still have time to come over and enjoy the game. We're going to be getting started here momentarily. Looks like the same referees who refereed the girls' game are going to referee the boys' game tonight. That's a long night for them this evening, that's for sure. You're listening to WPGW in Portland, Indiana, PortRecoveryRadio.com, and you're watching, some of you are, on the National Federation TV network. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinsey 5000 Series electric drive reel unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, crash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinsey Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we were able to figure out who 15 is. It's Grant Kramer coming up off the reserve team. Grant is 5'11 and a sophomore. He's going to be a starter tonight for Marion Local. Again, last night, St. Henry beat Marion Local 76-66, so the Redskins had quite an offensive night for them last night at their... I'm not sure where the game was played last night. I was thinking it was at Marion Local, but maybe not. Tomorrow night's games will be at St. Henry. Fort Recovery and St. Henry tomorrow all day with the same lineup of the junior high teams for boys and girls, the freshman team for the boys, the JV varsity and the JV and varsity girls and JV and varsity boys tomorrow. Again, tomorrow night's schedule, which we'll have on the radio, 6 o'clock, the girls game, girls varsity game at 6, and then followed that by the varsity boys game at around 7:30 tomorrow evening. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse, and we're set to go with high school boys basketball. Boy, Marion Local, they have a couple of giants out there in Jack Kanapke at 6'9 and Austin DeCamp at 6'8. Pretty sure Jack is a Mercer County 4-H'er. I believe I talked to him at the Mercer County Fair either last year or year before. Jack Kanapke is a senior, and so is Mitchell Ranley for them. Kyle Ott is also a senior. The other tall kid they have, Austin DeCamp, is a junior. Here we go. Marion Local probably should get the tap, but Fort Recovery almost got it, but Marion Local ends up with the tap. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, once again, is Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. Marion Local with the basketball. Back out top it goes to Mitchell Ranley. He will feed off over here to Daniel Everman. On the left now to Mitchell Ranley. Down along the baseline. There's a nice move to the hoop and up and in by Austin DeCamp. Scores the first basket of the game for Marion Local at 6'8 and probably still growing. 2-0. Flyers in the lead, out front with the basketball. Reese Guggenbiller, he'll pass over to Troy Homan. Homan now dribbling out front. Moves his way to the right side. Reese Guggenbiller with it. Almost turned it over, but didn't. Troy Homan now with the ball over to Alex Dews. Alex Dews right side to Reese Guggenbiller. Last outing for Fort Recovery, they won a close one over South Adams. And there's Rex Leverett getting the Indians off to the right start with a three-point basket. That puts the Indians in the lead at 3-2. Rex Leverett on a three from the left side. Marion Local full recovery is trapping here, and there's a collision and a travel call on Marion Local's Mitchell Ranley. Wow. It's a lot of contact there. But traveling was the call by the official. Rex Leverett would toss it into Troy Homan. Back to Leverett across the timeline. 6:25 to go in the first quarter of play. Alex Stews with it on the left. He'll dribble around. Drives down low. Stops. Hooks it up and missed it. Rebound back up and good by Gavin Fowler. Gavin Fowler gets the offensive rebound and puts it in. That gives the Indians a 5-2 lead over Marion Local. Marion Local with the basketball. Left side drive to the hoop. It's nice. A nice move there up and in by Austin Niekamp. He has all 4 points for Marion Local tonight. It's a 5-4 Fort Recovery lead. Indians put the ball in play back to Troy Homan across the timeline. Troy dribbling the basketball, goes left, goes to the hole and misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll be at the line for two shots. So Troy Homan steps to the line. If you just tuned in, Fort Recovery girls lost 39-36 to the Marion Local Flyers tonight. Homan has two free throws here. Puts the first one in the air, and it is good. Makes a score, Fort Recovery 6, Marion Local 4. Homan will have one more. Back up and good again. Kurt Gottemoller is the coach of Marion Local and, of course, the coach of Fort Recovery, Bobby Leverett. Fort Recovery trapping. Marion Local does get the shot off. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local in the lane, and now there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Rex Leverett. Rex Leverett picks up his first personal foul. 7-4 score. 3 points lead here for the Indians with the ball on the right side is Austin Niekamp, and there's ball's knocked out of bounds. It must have went off of Marion Local's Jack Kanapke. Rex Leverett will toss it in over to Troy Homan. Marion Local pressing man-to-man full court here. 7-4 Indian lead in the first quarter on the, again, Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Here's a turnaround shot by Reese Guggenbiller. He missed it. He was wide open. Maybe so wide open it kind of shocked him. Marion Local with the rebound, and there's a foul called underneath on Fort Recovery. Looks like they're going to call Gavin Fowler. Yep. Gavin Fowler gets called for the foul. Coming in for Marion Local is Kyle Ott. Marion Local tosses it in. With the ball is Niekamp. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Austin Niekamp with 6 points now. He has all six of the Flyer points. He is a huge challenge for Fort Recovery at 6'8". And he will be at the line. They call the foul. And Gavin Fowler, number two on Gavin, he's probably going to have to come out of the game, and he does. Free throws up and no good by Niekamp. And Indians get the rebound. Down comes Dews. He'll fire over to Briggs Overman. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Dews eventually. Rex Leverett actually got the rebound. Pass to Dews. He misses the shot from the right corner. Rebound Marion Local. Here come the Flyers with the basketball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 3-point shot from the right. Gets up and no good by Victor Holscher. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett across the timeline. He will pass over to Troy Homan, circles down the lane, over in the corner to Overman. Leverett comes in, puts it up, can't get it to go down, tipped out of bounds off of Alex Duke. Indians all got their close-cut haircuts last week. They're not bald or anything like that, but they're just everything is very closely cut. I wonder if Coach Leverett did that barber work, gave him a free haircut. Anyway, they all look the same with the hairstyles for Fort Recovery. Marion Local with the ball. They trail 7-6. Here's a three-point shot. No good off the back of the rim. And it goes out of bounds. We'll give them to Fort Recovery. Missing that three was Grant Kramer, the sophomore, up off the JV team. Tossing the ball in. Reese Guggenbiller to Briggs Overman. Overman was the star of the game the other day in the South Adams game, hitting a two-point basket at the end to win the game. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Turnover, Indians. Now comes Marion Local out front with it. Andrew Pullman. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Kyle Ott hits a two-pointer to make it 9-7. Here's Troy Homan coming down. Underneath, up and no good, and a foul's on Marion Local. Getting fouled was Gavin Evers, who's in the game now. He'll be at the line for two shots. Going to call that foul on Austin Niekamp, his first of the night. Gavin Evers steps up there. Puts it up and no good off the back of the rim. He will have one more. Bounces the ball. Indians trail by two, 9-7. That's no good again. Miss both of them. Rebound comes down to Marion Local's Kyle Ott. Down underneath it goes. There's Niekamp with it. He'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebound pulled down by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. Over to Troy Homan. Homan on the left. There's a shot fired up. Alex Deuce misses it. Got his own rebounds and lays it in. Got his own rebound. He should have never been able to do that, but he did, and lays it in from the left side. And it's 9-9. We're all tied up here in the first quarter. Good game so far. Very entertaining game. Out to Niekamp. Puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. Troy Homan with it. The race down. Puts the shot up off the glass and got it. Troy Homan scoring to make it 11-9. Two-point lead for the Indians again. Here's a shot from the outside. It's good. Beautiful three-point basket by Grant Kramer. The sophomore gets his first basket of the evening. That makes the Marion Local Flyers lead by one at 12-11 now on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget to ask Cal Pharmacy about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Overman, turnaround shot, up and in. Briggs Overman scoring to give the Indians the lead back at 13-12. Kramer on the right side. He will feed off along the lane. Back in the right corner to Niekamp. He'll dribble, stop. And he's hemmed in there, but he got the pass outside to Victor Holscher for Marion Local. There's Kyle Ott with the basketball. Over on the right side to Kramer. Kramer dribbles in, stops. He's back outside. With the ball, there's Kyle Ott. He'll fire and hit. Makes the score 14-13. 59 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Indians trail by one, 14-13. Gavin Thaler with it. He'll dribble. Pass it back to Troy Homan. Left side, there is Reese Guggenbiller on a three. Reese Guggenbiller hits a three. Indians are shooting very well tonight. That gives the Fort Recovery Indians a two-point lead at 16-14. Right side back outside. Kramer on a three. Good again. Wow. I can see why he's starting varsity now. Grant Kramer drills two threes here in the first quarter. 17-16, Marion Local with a one-point lead. Troy Homan with the basketball. Both teams shooting the ball fairly well here in the first quarter of play. Homan goes left, stops, feeds back left, and no good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Niekamp. He'll feed down to Ott, who goes in and puts it up no good. The shot at the horn is good. I'm going to say Victor Holscher hit that basket at the horn. That makes a score at the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery Indians trailing the Marion Local Flyers 19-16. A very entertaining game so far. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. And don't forget their store here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week until 7 on Thursdays, until 7 on Monday through Thursday nights, and until 6 on Friday nights, Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
So, looking at the scoring in the first quarter of play, we have for Marion Local, Grant Kramer has 6 points on two threes. Austin Niekamp has 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. Kyle Audie has 4 points on 2 2-point baskets. Victor Holscher has 2 points on a 2-point goal. For Fort Recovery, Rex Leverett has 3 points on a three. Reese Guggenbiller, 3 points on a three. Troy Homan actually leads the team with 4 points on a 2-point basket and two out of two at the free throw line. And 2 points for Briggs Overman, two for Alex Dews, two for Gavin Faller. Fort Recovery with the ball to start the second quarter of play, trailing 19-16. Briggs Overman with it on the right. Briggs will dribble down towards the baseline, turns on a follow-away, misses, and a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. Wow. I don't know about that one. Coach Gottemoller is pleading with the official. Called the foul on Victor Holscher. Not going to call that a shooting foul, so it'll be out of bounds to Eli Lennertz for Fort Recovery, who's in the game now. Crossing it in is Briggs Overman. Goes back out deep to Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbling the basketball. Top of the key. On the left side it goes. Back out to Eli Lennertz. Lennertz looking for help. Now dribbling the basketball. Goes right. Circles down low. Feeds back outside to Briggs Overman. Now back to Lennertz. Lennertz on the right wing. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Stops. Passes back over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett is fouled. I call that on Mitchell Ranley. Leverett and Ranley collided. So Rex Leverett will toss it in. 6:53 left to go in the first quarter of play here. The second quarter of play. Indians trailing 19-16. So far, no scoring yet in the second quarter. And there's a foul. Pass went into the backcourt to Eli Lennertz. And Marion Local's Andrew Coleman commits a foul. Number one on Andrew. So Rex Leverett will toss it in. Still 19-16, Indians down by three. There's a pass to Briggs Overman behind the defense. Stops and pulled his pivot foot, traveling on Overman. Here comes Kramer back in the game for Marion Local. He was on the bench. Also, Niekamp comes back in the game. I don't know what the deal is with, he's back in there. I was looking for Jack Kanapke. He's back in the game now. He sat out much of that first quarter. Marion Local with the ball, leading 19-16. Right side it goes to Victor Holscher. He'll pass to Kanapke, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Going to call that one on Rex Leverett. Number two on Rex. Into the right side to Austin DeCamp, and he drills one from the right side. 22-16 now. Marion Local with their biggest lead of 6 points. Eli Leonard puts it up no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by DeCamp of Marion Local. Fort Recovery will have it. But trailing by six here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. 22-16. Troy Homan will lob it in to Rex Leverett. Rex back outside. Tries to pass back into Homan. Not a good pass. It's off the mark. And Marion Local comes up with the ball on the Fort Recovery turnover. And here is a drive down and out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is proud of their outstanding service for your farm equipment. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. DeCamp will toss into Kanapke, now back outside to Kramer, and he drills a three. What a shooter. Grant Kramer, his third three of the night. It's now all of a sudden 25-16. Here's a shot by Alex Dews, right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Hitting the board there was Mason Diller, who's in the game now. Eli Leonard's on the right to Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbling the ball. Goes left, goes back right, gives over to Troy Homan. Homan pops it up, short, no good. Rebound, Mason Diller, back out to Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbles out towards the center circle. Stops, passes off to Leverett, who was cutting across the lane. Shot's no good, rebound up and no good by Mason Diller. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Out front with the ball for the Flyers, Daniel Everman. Cross-court pass goes on the left. There's Kramer on a three. He misses. Rebound, Marion Local's Jack, or Osher with the rebound. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett. That is number three on Rex. He's going to come out of the game. 4:58 to go in the second quarter, and starter Rex Leverett on the bench with three fouls. Tossing it in here, Marion Local. Austin DeCamp will lob it in. Jack Kanapke down in the lane. It goes. Spins, turns, fires. No good by Mitchell Ranley. And there's the ball going out of bounds off of Fort Recovery underneath. So Marion Local will have it underneath their own hoop here. Pass comes in to Jack Kanapke. Back on the left, there's a three-point shot. Good. Daniel Everman hits a three. Makes it 28-16, a 12-point lead for the Marion Local Flyers as they are pulling away now. Fort Recovery's in a bit of trouble here, trailing by 12 points. Right side, Briggs Overman comes back outside. This is not a Marion Local team you want to get behind by too much. They are quite a potent offensive team. They're going to score a lot of points. They had 66 last night against St. Henry. Briggs Overman up no good. Rebound comes to Alex Deuce. He's inside, turns, fires. Blocked by DeCamp of Marion Local and out of bounds off of DeCamp. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Again, tomorrow night we'll be at St. Henry as these two of these teams, Fort Recovery will play St. Henry tomorrow night. We'll have both the varsity girls game and varsity boys game tomorrow night for you. Bobby Leverett calls timeout with 4 minutes to go in the first half of play. Indians trail here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard, 28-16.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a full-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, action back in after the Fort Recovery timeout. Troy Homan with the basketball, circles around, lays it up, it's blocked. It was blocked by Niekamp. And getting the ball with Fort Recovery, the foul's going to be called on Marion Local. Coming up with the loose ball there was Gavin Evers. And they're going to call the foul on Mitchell Ranley, his second. At the line goes the Indians. Gavin Evers, the first one's no good. He was 0 for 2 from the line a moment ago, so now he's 0 for 3. Come on, Gavin. Young man, hit that ball on the hoop. Marion Local leads 28-16 here in the second quarter. This is up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Niekamp, and a foul's on Alex Dews. The Fort Recovery is committing quite a few fouls here. That's number one on Alex. Jack Kanapke is coming back in, and Austin Niekamp will take a rest. The two giants of Marion Local, Austin Niekamp at 6'8", Jack Kanapke at 6'9". Marion Local will bring it up. Fort Recovery in a trapping zone defense here. Goes inside, tipped away by Gavin Evers, and coming up with the ball is Reese Guggenbiller. Out front, Reese Guggenbiller dribbles to his left. Guarded very closely there, and Marion Local ends up stealing the ball. Kramer came up with it and lays it in. Grant Kramer with his 11th point of the night. He leads all scorers tonight. Off the JV team, a sophomore, had three threes and a two for 11 points on the night so far for Grant Kramer. Troy Homan works his way to the right side. Feeds off to Briggs Overman. Three-point shot, no good, won't go. Rebound comes down to Marion Local, to Kyle Oddy. And here come the Flyers with the basketball. Oddy with the ball out front. He's got a brace on his left knee. Here's a turnaround shot, no good. Rebound, Niekamp. No, rebound, Kanapke. Up and in. Jack Kanapke gets his first basket of the night at 6'9". That makes it 32-16. The Flyers have doubled the score now on Fort Recovery. It's a very competitive first quarter, but not here in the second. Shots up by Gavin Evers, no good. Rebound, Oddy of Marion Local. Marion Local will bring it down. At the quarter break, it was only 19-16. Fort Recovery only down by three. And the Indians have not scored yet here in this second quarter. And Marion Local has scored 13 points. So that means trouble for the Indians, that's for sure. Out front for Marion Local, Mitchell Ranley. He'll pass on the left to Grant Kramer. Kramer dribbling the ball. Gives over to Oddy. Back to Kramer on the left. He'll go down low to Jack Kanapke. Back outside. Three-point shot is short. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mitchell Ranley, the shooter. Ranley comes out of the game, and coming in is Victor Holscher for Marion Local. 1:27 left to go in the first half of play here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 32-16. The Fort Recovery Indians trailing by 16 big ones, and there is a... What was that call? I have no idea what that call was. I think he might have called 5 seconds on the Indians, which if he did, I have a hard time understanding that call. But anyway, Bobby Leverett was complaining, and the official told him, sit down. Left side it goes. Back outside to Kramer. Grant Kramer dribbling in the lane, lost the ball. Gavin Evers came up with it. Turnover, Marion Local over to Troy Homan. Homan in this between the circles. There's a shot by Alex Duke. A three-point basket is good, and the Indians finally score here in the second quarter. And a foul is going to be called on Marion Local on Jack Kanapke. That's going to give the Indians the ball back. So the Indians could make hay here in a hurry, trailing now 32-19. That was the fifth foul on Marion Local, so somebody's going to be shooting here for Fort Recovery. It's going to be going to the line. Briggs Overman will step up there. No, they say no, not Briggs. It's going to be Gavin Evers. Gavin Evers will step up to the free throw line. Gavin's a 6'1 junior for Fort Recovery. This is up and no good off the back of the rim. Oh, it does go in. Initially, it was no good. Came out. Came up. Popped off the front of the rim and went down in. So Gavin Evers hits the first free throw. This one is no good. So he's 1 out of 6 tonight. 32-20. It's a 12-point game. Here's a shot by DeCamp. He hits a three-point basket. Nope, they just give him two. Austin DeCamp picks up just a two there. 34-20. Down to 28 seconds to go in the first half of play. Alex Deuce on a three. Short, no good. And Gavin Evers tried to save it, but he couldn't get to it. Out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Marion Local will toss it in. Kurt Gottemoller is shouting some instructions to his team. Inbounds pass comes to Grant Kramer. 19 seconds left. On the left to Holscher. Back around the horn. Kramer, three-point shot. It's good again. What a shooter. 37-20. Troy Homan will come down. Puts it up no good. Rebound comes to DeCamp. Fires a long shot. It's no good. And we've completed one half of play. And the second quarter was pretty much all Marion Local. Marion Local leading here at halftime, 37-20 over the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, Marion Local scoring 18 points in the second quarter to only 4 for Fort Recovery. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Check it out at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, Is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Once again at halftime, Marion Local is taking a commanding 17-point lead, 37-20, after the Indians only trailed. In fact, they did lead some in the first quarter and only trailed by 3 points, 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. But the Indian offense went away in that second quarter, down now by 17 points. Here's how the scoring looked. For the Marion Local Flyers, they have 14 points out of super sophomore Grant Kramer. He had 4 3-point shots and a 2-point basket for his 14 points. He started the season on the junior varsity team, but started the game tonight, and I can see why. Outstanding shooter. Next in line, we have Austin Niekamp with 8 points. He hit on 4 2-point baskets and was 0 out of 1 at the free throw line for his 8. Following that, not a whole lot of scoring otherwise. Kyle Audi had 4 points on 2 2-point baskets. Daniel Everman had 3 points on a 3-point goal. Victor Hosher had 2 points on a 2-point goal. And Jack Kanapke had 2 points on a 2-point goal. Again, Grant Kramer leading the way with 14, followed by Austin Niekamp with 8. 4 for Kyle Audi, 3 for Daniel Everman, 2 points apiece for Victor Hosher and Jack Kanapke. For the Indians, they don't have anybody with more than 5 points. Alex Dews leads the team with 5. He had a 2-point goal and a 3-point goal for his 5 total points. 4 points for Troy Homan on 2 out of 2 at the line and a 2-point goal. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller on a 3-point basket. 3 points for Rex Leverett on a 3-point basket. 2 points for Briggs Overman on a 2-point basket. And 1 point for Gavin Evers. Gavin had a chance to score a lot more than that, but he only hit 1 of 6 from the free throw line for his 1 point. Now, Gavin Fowler also had 2 points on a 2-point basket. Again, the Indians led in scoring by Alex Dews with 5, 4 for Troy Homan, 3 apiece for Reese Guggenbiller and Rex Leverett, 2 for Briggs Overman, 2 for Gavin Fowler, and 1 for Gavin Evers. Again, the first quarter score, 19-16, Indians down by only 3, but boy, at halftime, Marion Local 37, Fort Recovery 20.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Giving you a rundown of the games so far. Unfortunately for Fort Recovery, all the games today between Fort Recovery and Marion Local have been won by Marion Local, except for one. Fort Recovery's 7th grade boys were able to beat Marion Local 27-12. Otherwise, it's been all Marion Local today in this battle of State Route 119 tournament day today here at Fort Recovery. 7th grade girls game was won by Marion Local 31-9 over Fort Recovery. 8th grade girls game was won by Marion Local 32-12. In the 7th grade boys game, as I told you, Fort Recovery won that one. No, they did not. Fort Recovery lost the 7th grade boys game by a score of No, I was right the first time. Foot Recovery won the 7th grade boys game by a score of 27-12. That was their only win of the day in the Foot Recovery 7th grade boys winning 27-12. Foot Recovery 8th graders at the boys level lost 46-35, a high-scoring game there with 71 points in the game. Actually, 81 points in between the two teams in that game. That was a lot of scoring for 8th grade basketball. Freshman, it was Marion Local winning 44-24. In the JV contest, Marion Local won both of those, beating Foot Recovery's boys 54-52 and beating Foot Recovery's girls 42-25. Then in the varsity girls game, it was a victory for Marion Local as they were able to knock off the Foot Recovery Lady Indians 39-36 in a very entertaining and close game. But again, Marion Local wins that. So Marion Local's won all the games today except for that 7th grade boys game for Foot Recovery. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play coming up in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kopp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment setup. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Site Fieldhouse, Foot Recovery, Ohio. Again, we had some technical difficulties with the Jay County game tonight. We apologize for that. It's the way it goes sometimes, and we'll try to get you scoring updates on that game as we can. After three, Jay County leads 47-44 in the Pendleton Heights game. So after three quarters, that's a very big game for Jay County. Pendleton Heights probably the best team they'll be playing until the sectional, as Jay County now leading 47-44 after three quarters. A lot of points being scored there. Sounds like a great game, and just apologize that we had the technical issues, but I know the guys did everything they could to try to get the game on down at Pendleton. They just couldn't get the right internet connection for some reason. Again, tomorrow night, we'll be at St. Henry for the Foot Recovery at St. Henry varsity girls and boys games. And they're going to play the same schedule as they did today with all the junior highs and the freshman team for the boys, the JV teams, and the varsity teams playing tomorrow, except it will be at St. Henry, another part of the Battle of State Route 119 tournament going on this week. Marion Local gets the ball to start the third quarter of play. Almost knocked away there, but the Flyers got it back. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Foot Recovery and many other area locations. That's Cooper Farms. Shot is partially blocked, and rebound comes to Alex Deuce for Foot Recovery as Daniel Everman missed that shot for the Flyers. Troy Homan with the basketball being guarded by Kramer. He hands it off to Reese Guggenbiller. Right side to Gavin Fowler. Back outside to Troy Homan. Back to Reese Guggenbiller. Down low it goes to Fowler. Back outside. Indians having foul troubles also in that second quarter, which contributed to their woes. Both Gavin Fowler and Rex Leverett had three fouls in that first half. There's a foul call on Marion Local. This is whistled on Mitchell Ranley. Don't forget to check out all the job opportunities that Cooper Farms has available at cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Cooperfarms.com/join our team. Rex Leverett gets the pass from Troy Holman to resume action here. Outside to Alex Dews for Fort Recovery. Dews over to Troy Holman. Holman works his way to the right wing, comes back towards the lane, down the lane, stops, hops the shot, missed it. Rebound comes down to Niekamp for Marion Local. Austin Niekamp at 6'8". They got two giants on this team, and they're both in there at the same time right now. Austin Niekamp at 6'8", and Jack Kanapke at 6'9". And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery as driving to the hoop was Niekamp. Rex Leverett picks up his fourth foul, and he will go out of the game. Free throws up and no good. Niekamp's only had two free throws tonight, and he's missed them both. So Leverett goes out, and Briggs Overman comes back in for Fort Recovery. One more for Niekamp. He got that one. So he's one out of three at the line. He has a total now of 12 points on the evening. Coming down is Troy Holman with the basketball. He'll pass over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Briggs Overman back outside. Gavin Fowler to Alex Dews to Fowler. Fowler goes to the hoop, stops, fires, and can't get it to go down. Rebound out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery. Nope. Marion Local will get the basketball. A foul call on Fort Recovery as Grant Kramer tried to dribble between a couple of the Indians. They're going to call a foul on Troy Holman. Once again, the halftime score was 37-20. 37-20, Marion Local leading Fort Recovery. Now it's 38-20. Only 1 point's been scored here in the third quarter. With the ball over on the left side, it goes to Niekamp. And now to Kramer. He lobs it behind the defense to Niekamp. He misses the shot. Here's an outside shot. No good by Daniel Everman. And there's a foul called on Jack Kanapke on the rebound. Jack Kanapke gets called for the foul. He was a little bit animated there to the anger side. He better be careful. He might get himself teched. And Coach Gottemuller takes him out of the game so he can cool down. Indians with the ball, trailing by 18 points. We're in the third quarter of play, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Reese Guggenbiller on the left. He'll feed over here to the Indians' Hayden Seifring, who's in the game now. I don't think I've seen him play any varsity games this year. Hayden Seifring off the bench. Fort Recovery fighting the foul problems. And Briggs Overman gets fouled on the play there a moment ago. They're going to call that one on Victor Holscher. Number two on Holscher. Overman at the line, and he misses the first one. That ball rattled around 10 times and came out. We'll have one more. Overman bounces the ball, flies, and got that one. That hit the front of the rim, but had enough momentum that went over the top of the rim and down in. 38-21, Indians now trail by 17 again. Marion Local with the ball. Down to Niekamp. Niekamp turns, puts a nice move on, and scores. Austin Niekamp, a nice move there. Gives him a total of, 14 points on the night.
Fort Recovery's Briggs Overman to the hoop. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Marion Local to Victor Holscher. Holscher now gives out to Daniel Everman. Everman feeds off to DeCamp, who scores on the left baseline. Austin DeCamp hits another one. He's got 16 points on the night now. Right side it goes to Gavin Fowler. He has his shot blocked by DeCamp. And here comes Marion Local with the ball. Going to the hoop. He had the open lane but missed the shot. It was Andrew Pullman. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Gavin Fowler with the rebound. Over to Hayden Seifring. Right side to Troy Holman. On the right wing, Briggs Overman, top of the key it goes to Hayden Seifring. Seifring up off the JV team. Here's a shot up and good. Reese Guggenmiller gets his second basket of the evening, 5 points on the night, and it's 42-23. There's a three-point basket up and good by Andrew Pullman. Fort Recovery comes quickly down. Hayden Seifring puts it up, and he is going to be called for double dribble. Hayden Seifring called for double dribble. Coach Leverett makes several substitutions. Right now we have Eli Leonard's back in there. Briggs Overman is back in there. Also for Fort Recovery, it's Gavin Evers back in there. And there's double dribble called on Marion Local's Grant Kramer. Kramer called for a double dribble and kind of lost the handle on the ball there momentarily and got called for the double dribble. Rob Weaver here along with Nate Crisman, our studio producer at the radio station. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight and also on the National Federation TV network as well. There's a shot up by Alex Dews inside, no good. A battle for the rebound and a foul's called. Who's going to get nailed for this? It'll be Fort Recovery's Alex Deuce called for the foul. Here comes a pass for Marion Local. Goes to Jack Kanapke. Here's Kramer down, missed the layup, and Kanapke follows up and got the basket, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery. I'm not sure if it was before Kanapke's shot or not. Fouls on Hayden Seifring. They're going to say it was on the rebound. No shot? No, there is a shot. Kramer will be at the line. Hits the first one. He's an excellent shooter. He had four threes in the first half of play for a total of 14 points, which included a two-point basket. He also hit one more for Kramer. This is also good. He could be on my team any day, I'll tell you that. He's a great shooter. 47-23, Indians down by 24 points to Marion Local. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. There's Eli Leonard's putting it up, no good. Ball's knocked around, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. I think I said that foul a moment ago was on Hayden Seifring, was actually on Eli Leonard's. Hayden Seifring is still in there, though. Troy Homan. Also for the Indians, Gavin Evers is in there. Eli Leonard's is in there. Hayden Seifring and Alex Deuce in the lineup. Homan in the lane. Stops. Pops the shot. And it won't go down. Rebound Jack Kanapke. Kanapke dribbles. Passes out over here on the right side to Mitchell Ranley. Ranley almost had the ball stolen from him, but he kept it. Out front with it. Ryan Homan. He'll dump it over to Andrew Pullman, to Adi, who's in the game. Very, very strong Marion Local team, very deep Marion Local team. They've got some good guys off the bench, that's for sure. 47-23. Adi with the ball out front, and he's wearing a brace on his left knee. Three-point shot is no good, short. Saved by Marion Local to Kanapke, and Kanapke is fouled in the act of shooting. Missing that three-pointer a moment ago for Marion Local was Andrew Pullman. That was called on Eli Leonard, and Jack Kanapke will go to the free throw line. He has not been there yet tonight. He will have two shots here. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. See them for all of your professional nutritional support at Cooper Farms. Jack Kanapke misses the free throw. He'll have one more. Mason Diller coming in for Fort Recovery. ...47-23, Marion Local leading here in the third quarter. That's no good also. The foul's going to be called on Marion Local's Mitchell Ranley as he tried to get the rebound. 1:40 left to go on the scoreboard clock here in the third quarter. Brought to you again by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Inbounds pass comes from Eli Leonard to Troy Homan. Homan brings the ball down across the timeline. And he threw it away. He thought somebody was going to cut across, and there was nobody there. Jay County leading in their game with Pendleton Heights 49-48 with 2:42 to go in that game. Again, we had some technical problems down in Pendleton, so we did not bring you the play-by-play of that game. But for the moment, Jay County leading by one with 2:42 to go and a thriller nail-biter there at Pendleton. Adi with the ball. He'll try to lob it in to Jack Kanapke. And now we have fouls called all over the place. Who's going to get nailed? They missed a foul earlier a little bit ago on one of the Marion Local players, and that set everything in action. They're going to call that foul apparently on Andrew Pullman. And so Fort Recovery's in the shooting situation now. They'll have two fouls, two free throws coming here from Troy Homan, as that was the fifth foul on Marion Local in the quarter. And this year, anytime you have five fouls in a quarter, the team that gets fouled gets to shoot two free throws, and Troy Homan gets the first one. He's got his free throw shooting on tonight. He's 3 out of 3 at the line. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is no good this time. And another foul called on the rebound. Who's this on? Going to be called on Andrew Pullman again. So going to the free throw line is Troy Homan with two shots. 47-24. This is up and no good again. Rebound comes to Troy Homan. Actually, they didn't call what they did there. They did not call a foul on a second foul on Andrew Pullman. They said he went over the line too soon. So that gave Troy Homan a second free throw there, which he missed anyway. And now Troy was going to be at the line with two shots. Another foul was called. Homan hits this one. He will have one more. That foul a moment ago was, let's see. Can't figure out who that foul was on. It was on somebody from, obviously, Marion Local. Homan has one more free throw coming. It's up, and it is no good in and out. Rebound, Jack Kanapke. Kanapke whips a pass over to Daniel Everman. Everman comes down, passes over to Victor Holscher. Holscher to Niekamp inside to Kanapke, and Kanapke misses the little hook shot. Rebound taken out by Troy Homan. He'll bring it down with 50 seconds left. Homan goes right side to Briggs Overman. Overman back to Homan. Homan in the lane has the shot blocked. by Niekamp. Down comes Marion Local, up and good by Victor Holscher. Might have been a little traveling music there on Holscher, but they didn't call it. Austin Niekamp, Jack Kanapke, the two giants for the Marion Local team. There's a nice little hook shot up and in by Alex Dews, who has 7 points on the night now. And 16 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 49-27 the score. Fort Recovery, unfortunately, on the short end of the score here. Left corner, there's the sharpshooting sophomore, Grant Kramer, but he missed it, and time will run out. That's the end of the third quarter of play. After three, that was a fairly even quarter. Marion Local still won the quarter as they are leading now 49-27, outscoring the Indians 12-7 in that third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out all the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2340. 14, Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Here we go with the fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery with the basketball, trailing 49-27. Rex Leverett on a three. It's no good. Rex Leverett has been sidelined much of the night with foul problems. Rebound, Marion Local. Getting the board was Daniel Everman. Down comes the Flyers. And back over to Everman. And stolen by Briggs Overman. He'll bring it down all the way and lays it in. Nice move by Briggs Overman to get him total of 5 points on the evening, and it's now 49-29. Indians trail by 20. The big problem for the Indians tonight was the second quarter when they were outscored a bunch. Marion Local outscoring Fort Recovery 18-4 in the second quarter, and Fort Recovery's been trying to fight back ever since. Timeout is called by Marion Local, 49-29. Flyers lead by 20 here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
And our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is Hall Brothers Incorporated. Marion Local with the ball after the timeout. Outside to Everman. He'll pass over on the right. And there's a whistle for some reason. Grant Kramer had the ball, but it's a foul underneath. It's going to be called on Austin Niekamp. number three on Austin DeCamp. Austin DeCamp listed at 6'8". Jack Kanapke listed at 6'9" for Marion Local. They are a tough twosome to deal with. Marion Local with the ball. Out front, Grant Kramer. He will be fouled by Hayden Seifring, who's in the lineup. Number one on Hayden. Hayden coming up off of the reserve team. He had 8 points in the reserve game today for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery lost that reserve game 54-52 to Marion Local. 6.5 minutes left to go in the game. Indians down by 20. 49-29. Around the horn, over on the left side it goes. Grant Kramer around to the top. Mitchell Ranley down low it goes to Jack Kanapke, right corner to Austin DeCamp. Misses a three, and Briggs Overman comes down with the rebound for the Indians. Here's Rex Leverett. He falls down. There's a foul. It's going to be called on Austin DeCamp. I don't know about that call. Rex just kind of really slipped and went down, but it's a break for the Indians, I think. Indians will have the basketball out of bounds. Of course, you have to have 5 fouls in the quarter, and there's a foul, another foul called on Fort Recovery. On Gavin Fowler, I guess, or is it on Leverett? It's on Leverett. He fouled out of the game. I didn't see what happened. That was away from the play. They call Rex Leverett with his 5th personal foul. He is out of the game. And coming back in for the Indians is Gavin Evers. Marion Local with the ball, leading 49-29. Everman has it coming down. Feeds back outside to Austin DeCamp. Back to Daniel Everman. Everman feeding on the left side. There's Mitchell Ranley with it. Top of the key to Jack Kanapke. Kanapke has the ball knocked away by Troy Holman. They're going to call Troy with a personal foul. Troy Holman, the outstanding quarterback for the Fort Recovery Indian football team. That is personal foul number 2 on Troy. Here's a pass, goes down low, but stealing it away was Gavin Evers as they tried to catch one of the Flyers down low, and Evers stole it away. Troy Holman with it out front. Eli Leonard's now on the left side. It goes to Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce will drive to the baseline. Back out it goes. Over to Gavin Fowler. Now he passes over here to Eli Leonard. There's a foul called on Everman. Everman called for the foul. That's the first foul on Daniel Everman. Here's a 3-point shot by Alex Deuce. No good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Grant Kramer with the basketball over on the right side. Still 49-29 here in the fourth quarter on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. His driving inside was Mitchell Ranley. Call the foul on Alex Deuce. His third foul. At the line and missing the free throw was Mitchell Ranley. Ranley missing his chance to score tonight. He's not scored yet in the game. Marion Local Flyers leading Fort Recovery 49-29. 5 minutes to go in the game. This is up and good. Ranley gets one of two, and he will go out of the game. And coming into the game is Victor Holscher. Jay County and Pendleton Heights are done, and Jay County defeated Pendleton Heights tonight in a big win for them, 59-53. So a huge win there for the Lady Patriots. Keeps their winning streak going. Marion try that again. Jay County beating Pendleton Heights 59-53 tonight in girls basketball down at Pendleton. Again, we were not able to bring you that game because of technical issues. We apologize for that, but sometimes things happen with the internet, and it did tonight. Gavin Fowler at the free throw line is up and good for Fort Recovery. He will have one more. That gives him 3 points on the night. That foul was called a moment ago on Austin Niekamp. This one is up and no good this time. Here comes Marion Local with the basketball. Down across the timeline. Daniel Everman. Back outside. Top of the key. Back of the left to Adi. Adi will pass to Daniel Everman. Over it goes now to Andrew Coleman. With the ball out front, Victor Holscher. He'll pass over on the right side to Adi. Adi goes to Coleman. Back to Everman. Marion Local running some clock here, leading 50-30. Back outside. 4 minutes to go in the game now. Flyers losing last night to St. Henry, 76-66, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Eli Lennertz gets called for the foul. It's going to be out of bounds to Marion Local, or no, they're going to be, well, that's already the fifth foul against Fort Recovery, so going to send Adi to the free throw line for Marion Local. First free throw is good. Kyle Adi's first trip to the line tonight. That gives him 5 points on the night. He will have one more. Puts it up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Gavin Evers of Fort Recovery. Now we have a timeout, Fort Recovery. Timeout, Indians, here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated. See them for all your parts for your farm equipment and service for your farm equipment, Hall Brothers Incorporated.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kupp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kupp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season for Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Fort Recovery with the basketball. There's just been a foul called on Marion Local. Foul was whistled on the Flyers' Victor Holscher. So Fort Recovery will put the ball back in play here. Briggs Overman looking for a teammate. Goes out deep to Hayden Seifering. And he lost the ball. This ended up being picked up by Braden Mesher of Marion Local, who's in the game now. And there's timeout called by Marion Local. Timeout called by Kurt Nottemower. 51-30. I think he was pointing to get another player in the game. We'll just keep it right here. and remind you that Hall Brothers Incorporated is your Case IH and Kubota dealer, serving our Fort Recovery area for way more than 100 years, located on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery, Hall Brothers Incorporated. I will also remind you, tomorrow night we'll be at St. Henry to bring you the girls and boys games between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. The girls game starts at 6, with the boys game starting at 7:30. We'll have both games for you on the radio tomorrow night here on J Country 101. 3:22 left to go in the game. Marion Local gets the ball in play. Fort Recovery still pressing. They're not letting up with the basketball. Ryan Homan, as Coach Gottemauer has several new people in the lineup. Adi with the ball. Back outside it goes to Homan. He'll pass over on the left to Victor Holscher. Here's Adi with it. Free throw line. Marion Local gets called, gets fouled by Briggs Overman. And it's going to send to the line. Andrew Pullman's going to the line. That's number one on Briggs. Briggs was the hero of the last game, hitting the last second shot to beat South Adams 39-37. That is not going to happen tonight, as Marion Local is in control in this game. Andrew Pullman hits the free throw. He puts this one up and got that one as well. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Briggs Overman brings it down. In the lane, goes to the hole, can't get the shot off. It goes out of bounds. They say it's last touched by Marion Local. Reporting in now is Damon Kramer, 6'1 junior. Damon Kramer coming in for Marion Local. And Kyle Adi will leave the game for the last time tonight. Briggs Overman tossing it in here. And he threw it away. Picked up by Marion Local's Ryan Homan underneath. Shots up, no good. Rebound down to Fort Recovery. Down to Overman. Underneath, hooks it up, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Plays pretty raggy-taggy right now, that's for sure. 53-30 is the score. Marion Local leads by 23. Overman will toss it in for the Indians. Left side, Eli Leonard puts it up, no good. Rebound and a foul on Hayden Seifring as he reached in on Damon Kramer, who had gotten the rebound for Marion Local. To the free throw line goes Damon Kramer. He just came in the game a moment ago. He'll have a chance to get on the scoreboard with two free throws here. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and missed the free throw. One more. Damon Kramer at the line for the Flyers. Second free throw's in the air. It's good. Kramer gets one of two, giving him his first point of the night. And it's 54-30 now. Fort Recovery trailing big time here in the Marion Local Flyers. Briggs Overman on the left. Back out top it goes to Hayden Seifring. Right side, there is Gavin Evers. Back out top to Briggs Overman. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Getting the board was Braden Mesher. Mesher gets the pass back. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Damon Kramer gets a three to make it 57-30. 1:45 left to go in the game. Eli Leonard's shot is blocked and out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians. The two big guns, 6'8", 6'9", guys for Marion Local are on the bench now. Dean Austin, Niekamp, and Jack Kanapke. Here comes Briggs Overman tossing the ball in. And it's stolen by Marion Local. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by... It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Indians' Mason Diller. Damon Kramer had the ball down there trying to get the shot, but it was blocked out of bounds. Now, Eli Leonard's still hustling, knocks it out of bounds, out of the hands of Victor Holscher.
1:37 left in the game, 57-30. The Flyers putting it to the Indians tonight. Inside pass is knocked out of bounds by Hayden Seifring. Hayden's seen quite a few minutes of play in this game, partially because several of the Indians have been into foul trouble, and partially because Hayden's earned the time. He had 8 points on the JV in the JV game tonight. 57-30. Action back in. Shots up, no good. Eli Leonard's blocked it. Shot was taken by Ryan Homan. Here comes the Indians with the ball. Back outside to Briggs Overman. Down the lane. Feeds over on the right. There's a foul call on somebody inside. Hayden Seifring took a shot, but it was after the foul. Going to call the foul on Victor Hoscher. Number four on Victor Hoscher. Briggs Overman, the O-man, goes to the free throw line here. Pounces the ball, lets it fly. It's good. Briggs has a total of 6 points on the night. One more for him. This one is no good. Bounces off of there. Rebound, Marion Locals, Ryan Homan. Here come the Flyers. Oops, almost lost, but saved by Andrew Coleman. With the ball on the right side. Here's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound comes down to Victor Hoscher, who missed the first shot a moment ago. Here's a three-point shot way off the mark by Damon Kramer. But Marion Local got the rebound. Hoscher puts it up, no good. Rebound back up and in by Andrew Coleman. Coleman now with 7 points on the night, and it's 59-31. Down to 30 seconds left in the game. Again, congratulations to Jay County. Jay County girls winning a big game tonight. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good on the steal by Braden Mesher. His first basket of the evening. It's now 61-31. Down to 12 seconds. There's Briggs Overman firing a three, and he got it. Briggs Overman drills a three. That gives him, I think, 9 points on the night. Now 61-34, and that's the end of the game. 61-34, Marion Local defeats the Fort Recovery Indians by 27 points. We'll be back to wrap up the broadcast coming up in just a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposely designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek, styled, and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheels, crash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, giving you the scoring for the teams. We have, first of all, the quarter scores. First quarter was very interesting as Fort Recovery led at times and only trailed 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. But the second quarter was a disaster. Marion Local outscoring Fort Recovery 18-4 to take a 37-20 lead at halftime. And never looked back after that. Score after three was 49-27. Marion Local on top by 22. And they win by 27 points, 61-34. Fort Recovery was led in scoring tonight by Briggs Overman with 9 points, followed by 7 for Alex Deuce, 6 points for Troy Homan. Chipping in with 5 was Reese Guggenbiller. 3 points for Gavin Faller, 3 for Rex Leverett, Rex fouling out in the game, and 1 point for Gavin Evers. Unofficially for Marion Local, I may be off a point or two here, but I had 16 points for Austin Niekamp and 16 for Grant Kramer. Kramer went wild from the three-point range in the first half, hitting 4 three-pointers. Also for Marion Local, we had 4 points for Damon Kramer, 3 points for Daniel Eberman, 4 points for Victor Hosher, 5 for Kyle Oddie. Also picking up a point was Mitchell Ranley, 7 points for Andrew Pullman, 2 points apiece for Braden Mesher and Jack Kanapke. So the Indians able to pull big 6'9 Jack Kanapke to only 2 points in the game unofficially. Again, Grant Kramer, 16, and Austin Niekamp was 16. In the girls' game, it was 39-36. Fort Recovery losing a tough one there to Marion Local. Very competitive game. 14-9 at the end of the first quarter with Fort Recovery trailing in that game. They trailed at halftime 16-15. Led after three, 28-27. And then Marion Local outscored Fort Recovery in the final quarter to win by three, 39-36. Indians were led in scoring tonight. Kennedy Mollenkamp had a nice ball game. She had a total of 5, 7, 10, 13 points on the night. Also, McKenna Hillskamp with 13 points on the night. McKenna had 3 threes in the game. Chipping in with 4 points with Sage Luthold. 3 points for Callie Wendell. 1 point for Sophia Guggenbiller and 2 points for Cameron Mollenkamp. Again, leading the way, Kennedy Mollenkamp with 13 and McKenna Hillskamp with 13. For Marion Local, they were led by Ava Unrest with 18. Allison Dirksen had 10. 5 for Maya Eckstein. 4 for Audrey Winter and 2 for Nora Eckstein. So it was a tough day for Fort Recovery today with, again, the Indians losing all the games today to Marion Local except the 7th grade boys for Fort Recovery. They were a victory, winning 27-12 over Marion Local. And that was the only win for the Indians today in this Battle of State Route 119 tournament. Tomorrow, the Indians will be at St. Henry. They'll have the same schedule tomorrow. The junior high teams will play in the morning. Freshman boys will play, followed by the junior varsity girls and boys. And then at night, we'll have the varsity girls at 6, the varsity boys at 7:30. We'll have both varsity games for you on the radio tonight, or tomorrow night, I should say. Those games are all being played over at St. Henry. We'll be back with final comments after this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Bobby Leverett is with us, head coach of the Indians, and I wish we could have had all four quarters like the first quarter tonight. Bobby, the kids played really well coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Only trailed, I think led at times and only trailed 19-16 after one, but boy, that second quarter was a disaster.
Well, yeah, they got up in us and were a little bit more physical with us, and we didn't respond in that second quarter, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. Kudos to my kids. I mean, they kept playing hard.
You had some kids with foul troubles, too.
You get Rex with three in the first half. He picks up four and then five, and it's just like, Gavin Faller also picked up two real early, so he sat for most of the first half. It's a tough game to judge just because of the physicality of it. I wonder how it would go if it was officiated a little bit tighter. With that being said, we've got to also respond to that physicality as a team. And it took us a little while, and by then we're down 20, and we're not a team that can get down 20 and firepower to come back.
No, in fact, I commented at the time when that happened in the second quarter. I said, the Indians do not want to be in this position to be behind Marion Lofa like this.
No, and we told them that, I think, in a timeout or at the end of a quarter or something, that, hey, guys, this is a situation that we've talked about we can't get ourselves in. And we got ourselves there because we didn't match their physicality early. So, it wasn't a league game. We'll find the positive in it and move forward. We got a little rough stretch here with some pretty good teams coming up. The goal is to get better and be ready at the end of the year. So we're going to keep grinding away here.
Absolutely. And things don't get any easier on Friday night.
No, we go to St. Henry, which is always a tough place to play. They're going to try and speed us up and make it helter-skelter. The good thing is they don't have 6'9 and 6'8, but they do got two guys that can flat out shoot it. So it'll be a good test for us. The good thing about this little battle of 119 is they're not league games, so you can kind of feel teams out, I guess, is the good part of it, and then say make some adjustments when it comes for our conference games.
Where did this Grant Kramer come from? Goodness, he started the year on the JV.
Yeah, I'm wondering, we were wondering the same thing, if the Marion Little coaching staff wasn't real sure about him, or if he just transferred in or what, but no, what a heck of a player. He's led him in scoring the last two games. I don't know who led him tonight, but.
He and Niekamp had 16 unofficially in my book.
Yeah, so, then he's led him in the last three games as a sophomore that started playing JV early in the year.
Wow, he's an excellent shooter indeed. I'd take him on my team anytime.
Yeah, we could use him in purple and white.
Hey, Bob, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, thank you.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Indians. Indians lose tonight to the Marion Local Flyers by a final score, once again, of 61-34. First quarter was good, but after that, it was pretty much all the Marion Local Flyers. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight from Forsyth Fieldhouse. Again, we congratulate the Jay County Lady Patriots on their win tonight as they beat Pendleton Heights 59-53 in a big game for them down at Pendleton. Again, we had some technical problems and could not broadcast that game for you on the radio. We apologize for that, but sometimes those things happen, and tonight was one of those nights. So tomorrow night we'll be at St. Henry to bring you the varsity girls and varsity boys games, Fort Recovery and St. Henry from St. Henry. Tune us in about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. For our fine sponsors, for FortRecoveryRadio.com, for WPGW, our studio producer again back at the radio station, Nate Crispin, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody, from Forsyth Fieldhouse.
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.